Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 496.
On Now You Know. Elon posted, if our retrofuturistic diner turns out well, which I think it will, Tesla will establish these in major cities around the world, as well as at supercharger sites on long distance routes, an island of good food, good vibes and entertainment, all while supercharging. Well, that's exciting.
And Evelyn said, please make one at Starbase. I've always wanted to go to a retro car movie theater.
Elon said, OK. And now Tesla Diner in Hollywood
is open to the public.
Wow, that was fast. Elon says, try it out, aiming to be a fun experience for all, whether Tesla owners or not, we'll keep improving. Max DeZager, who is Tesla's head of charging, said not only an epic experience, a critical charging haven for central Los Angeles, our largest urban supercharger in the world yet. Yeah, that's 80 stalls. And Elon said there should be more things like this. So I think this is really cool. I mean, they got this fun merch. You get the hats, you get the shirts, you even got the Optimus car hop little robot. That's so cool. And just a positive hangout to see footage like this where everyone is just having a good time hanging out together. I mean, we've gone through such a drought of good news, it feels like, from the world of like Tesla haters. It's nice to have a haven where you can feel like you'd be
where everybody knows your name.
And something I'm really happy to hear is that Tesla Diner is doing this. They are sourcing their organic, sustainable ingredients from local farms.
You're right. Elon said ingredients are sourced from local farms. And here are the 12 farms that supply the Tesla Diner.
Jojo said no seed oils, use beef tallow, no bad chemicals.
And Elon said correct. All right. So let's take a look at the menu.
Everyone can see it here, by the way. We'll put the link down in the show notes.
So there's a Tesla burger.
There's house-baked cinnamon roll.
They have Wagyu beef chili, epic bacon.
And a slice of apple pie a la mode, please. Here you go. And thank you for dining with us today.
They even serve breakfast.
Well, it is a diner after all. And they even serve supercharged gummies.
Yeah, Tesla filed for 4 trademark applications for these. They have names, by the way. Dog Mode Chill, Banana Bolt, and Cyberberry.
Yeah, they filed for that trademark last year in preparation for this. So,
and I wonder, like, who would have made such a great restaurant with all this amazing food? It's almost like Elon has some kind of brother who is like really, really into good food.
I wonder if Kimball had something to do with picking the chef and all that. Probably.
I wonder.
Yeah, so I'm just so excited. If you guys go there, please keep sharing footage either on X or here, and we'd love to share it. And I can't wait to hear what the next location is going to be. So you've probably seen the headlines. Tesla sales in Europe just dropped nearly 50%.
And of course, the media is quick to blame Elon's politics and the rise of cheaper EVs from China.
This story has been dominating news feeds everywhere with nearly 300 articles reporting on it.
But here's what most of you didn't see.
Just a day later, Tesla shares rose after Elon announced that he's returning 24/7. Only 13 articles covered that, though.
Markets react fast, but public opinion, that sticks on purpose.
The media knows making Elon look bad gets way more clicks than balanced reporting. And if that's happening with someone as high profile as Elon, just think about everything else we're not being told.
That's why we keep partnering with Ground News, the only app and website that won't tell you what to think.
Instead, they pull news from around the world on today's most important stories. They break down each reporting source's bias and credibility, and then let you decide what facts are worth your attention.
Go to ground.news/NYK to check out different interest feeds and find the stories we discuss on our channel or their dedicated blind spot feed for other important stories either side of the spectrum is ignoring.
Ground News was actually created by a former NASA engineer who saw a bigger problem with people only seeing one side of the story, something that we know our viewers care a lot about too.
So we got you 40% off the same Vantage plan we've been using. That's just $5 a month for unlimited access to a much better version of your current news feeds.
Just go to ground.news/NYK or scan this QR code.
If you care about the truth on tech, Tesla, and where Elon is taking us next, then trust us. This app should already be on your phone.
So Elon reposted this post from Tesla India that says now everyone in India can order directly on our website.
Okay, so it looks like priority delivery in Mumbai, Pune, Delhi, and Gurugram.
I mean, I was really surprised to see this post, quite honestly. I mean, I thought Tesla would start with Mumbai and then work out the kinks slowly and like roll out service and sales to other places from there. I don't know how they're actually going to service your car if you happen to get hold of one and you're like 1,000 miles from Mumbai.
Right.
Tesla service, be right there. Yeah.
I don't know. It feels like a weird rollout, but maybe we're just not seeing stuff. Maybe there are service centers. You'd think they'd want to publicize that.
Yeah, or maybe, yeah, maybe a lot of stuff's going to come online all at once, but it just seems amazing that they could have kept this all secret.
Right.
The Tesla Robotaxi app has been updated yet again. 25.7.6 now has
a new arrow pointing towards your vehicle to make it easier to find.
There are auto dark and light modes now.
It tells you if restaurants and stores are closed.
And there's some design tweaks and bug fixes. So yeah, nothing huge.
That's what she said.
But it does look like they're continuing to improve the app. And Tesla just released this video of Tesla Semi factory progress.
Has a stamping shop now. Also, they installed tools in powder coat and material conveyance shops.
And Elon said Tesla Semi factory progress. Yeah, as we're watching this video here, you can see that, you know, it's not like super impressive yet that all the robots aren't installed and stuff, but they're getting there. Mm-hmm. And it's just a matter of time before that turns into a powerhouse. I don't know, delivering tens of thousands of semi trucks a year. Like, that's going to change a lot mm-hmm. in that industry. Neuralink posted, we successfully completed both P8 and P9 this weekend. That means patients. Mm-hmm. Our first time performing two surgeries in one day. Both participants are recovering well and in great spirits. We're looking forward to supporting them on their Neuralink journey. And then Neuralink's co-founder, DJ Seo, posted this yesterday. Our goal is at least 20 before the end of 2025.
20 what?
20 Neuralink recipients.
Interesting.
And so we can see this graph of how many they've got so far. Yeah, they are ramping up. This is not linear.
And Elon said, helping a lot of people.
And Elon said, Neuralink will do life-changing good for ultimately millions, maybe billions of people. Imagine your loved one being able to walk again or your parent with dementia being able to recognize their child again. And again, no one's talking about this.
No, no.
Not important.
Extreme cold weather advisory in effect this morning.
You're a contractor. You have a contract.
All right, guys, come on. Let's do this.
A little snow and ice isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw!
The Cybertruck Roundup.
And how about a game of Whack-A-Truck?
Nick Cruz-Patain posted, Tesla set up a booth in the middle of a mall in Vancouver so people could test out how strong Cybertruck doors really are.
What?
That is insane that they were willing to do that, because you would think after being beaten all day with a hammer, it would just dent. But that's how strong this thing is. Look how, like, they dropped the hammer. They're swinging it so hard. I would move that stanchion back a little bit, because when that hammer goes flying out of people's hands, that's incredible. What other car can do that?
I don't know.
I feel like you get home from the mall and you're like, oh, man.
I think so. I don't know. It's really cool that they're letting you do that.
Yeah. Whack-A-Truck. All right, time for our video contributor stories. Remember, you can send us your stories 2 minutes or less, film them in landscape with good audio and no wind noise and no music. What do we got this week?
Raphael sent us the Cybertruck from, well, can you guess?
No, I have no idea.
Brazil.
Wow. We don't sell them in Brazil yet.
Nope, but they got one. And Raphael wanted to point out that 80% of Brazil's electricity comes from renewable sources, mainly hydro.
Wow.
Oh, right. But Tesla's not there yet, like as a company.
Well, but somebody got a Cybertruck and
I guess
brought it to Brazil.
I mean, if you can do India, do Brazil.
Exactly.
All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. And on Patreon this week, we got four more stories just for our patrons that we couldn't fit in today's show.
So please join us if you're new to Patreon. Welcome.
We are giving away free Tesla stuff, by the way, on Patreon. So there hasn't been a better time to join.
And it's not just trinkets. We're giving away our third Tesla Model Y Frunk cooler.
Wow.
So help us keep independent journalism strong and get all these Patreon bonus stories.
Not to mention our investor club, where we have even more stories.
We'll see you wonderful patrons there. All right, we're back from Patreon bonus stories. Time for the shout outs. These are people that support us for at least $5 a month. Who do we got?
We got Arlene Allen,
Ryan Scarborough,
Ken McKenzie,
Alex Taylor,
and Brad Gibson.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for supporting us. We can't do this show without you.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. Autism Capital posted, is it just us or is Zuck looking more and more like a Jewish grandmother every day that goes by?
Elon said, those glasses are unflattering. That's nice of him to tell him. Probably no one has the guts to tell him.
Is there like a billionaire club where they call, hey, Jeff, what are you wearing today? I don't want to wear the same thing.
I was going to wear these glasses with enormous frames. Really frames my eyes.
Elon posted, Starship booster recovered from sea looks like the ruins of a long dead civilization.
Wow.
I didn't know they were bothering to take that.
Crazy.
Do you have to get a permit to drop that much junk in the ocean?
Do you have to get a permit to pull it out?
Yun Ta Sai, who works at XAI, said, can't stop wondering one day if Optimus might work side by side with the first responders to save human lives too.
And Elon said, 100%.
I mean, sending in an Optimus to a burning building is way safer than sending in a human. That's going to be great.
You could send in like five. And if two come back with holding kittens, that's awesome.
Yep. Elon posted, back to working 7 days a week and sleeping in the office if my little kids are away. Owen Sparks says, as promised. So he traveled from south to north.
And Elon said, this is how we all began.
I just ran out.
This post of the Tesla diner bathroom.
What's that on the ceiling?
It's a cool Earth looking down on Earth.
Wow. So you get a view of Earth. It's like it. I like the angle of this because it makes it look.
It's like you're in Crew Dragon or on ISS.
Definitely not Crew Dragon. It's a little smaller, a little tighter in Crew Dragon.
True.
Unfortunately.
Bone posted, AI should be able to create full Super Nintendo games right now. The average Super Nintendo is 4 megabytes, the same size as the VO3 output. Surprising amount of bottlenecks to this still.
Elon says, we're pretty close, XAI.
Fermat's Library posted this. In 1960, Freeman Dyson proposed a megastructure to capture all the sun's energy, the Dyson Sphere. That's what a Type 2 civilization needs. At about 2.5% annual growth, like 1960 to 2025, we'll need a whole star in 1,200 years. A Dyson Sphere isn't sci-fi, it's a forecast.
Elon said, a solid sphere would be extremely inefficient and impossible to build with known materials. However, a many-layered satellite swarm requires no new physics to work. AI compute would be done locally by the satellites with only the results sent to in-space or maybe on-planet hubs.
I mean, he's already thinking about how to get us to Kardashev 2.
So he's amazing. Like, oh yeah, we opened this place in Memphis. Eventually, that's going to be in space orbiting the sun.
Yep.
Okay.
Elon said, question the quietness of the cosmos.
Adrian said, is the forest empty or just dark?
And Elon said, yeah, like these are the questions we have to be asking. Elon posted this meme. If you're ever feeling sad, just go for a run because then you'll realize that your physical health is way worse than your mental health.
And Elon says, def true for me.
AI not kill everyone is a meme says humans do not understand exponentials.
Humans do not understand exponentials. Humans do not understand exponentials. And Elon says, we really don't. Intuition is linear. That said, I've seen exponentials become logarithmic so many times in AI. Progress seems to be a series of overlapping log curves that cumulatively generate an exponential.
Tesla owner Silicon Valley posted, any updates on the Bay Area release of Robotaxi?
Elon said, as soon as the regulators approve, they are being quite reasonable, to be honest.
Nice. Elon says, your Tesla self-driving capability will see a step change improvement as we integrate upgrades for the Austin Robotaxi build into the general production release. We need to validate that improvements for Austin don't cause regression elsewhere. For Europe and China, we are awaiting regulatory approval, hopefully soon.
Interesting. So I guess all of our cars are going to start to drive a lot more like Texans.
Sorry, Merritt says, can we expect this in Q3?
Elon said, looking good so far.
Nice. Then Elon reposted Rothsmith's meme, my dearest Penelope, it's day 3 of the Coldplay memes, and I fear there is no end in sight. Elon reposted X-Freeze, alert, Grok got a new update. Now you can get a snappy, fast answer with Grok. If you're still waiting for Grok's response, just select for quick answer at the bottom, and you'll have lightning fast answer.
Interesting.
Stop thinking, just give me the answer.
Well, it's because sometimes you're like, what color is that? And then it's like, the user wants to know what sort of color this thing is. Well, assuming that this thing, it's like, I know, Grok 4, that you're thinking from first principles, but it's orange. It's orange.
Congressman Thomas Massey says, was George Orwell talking about the Epstein hoax when he wrote, the party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their final, most essential command.
And Elon, bullseye.
This meme saying human progress throughout time and then you are here.
And Elon with the bullseye again.
Elon said there's something special, far more rewarding than money, about working with an epic team to make breakthroughs.
That's nice.
Really nice. Elon posted this meme. When I was a little kid, I literally thought this little piggy went to market meant it went shopping.
Elon said, same. Also, always wondered why one of the little pigs ate roast beef. That is a good question.
All right, it's time for community mail time.
Community mail time.
What do we got this week?
Sean spotted this Volvo-owned vehicle supercharging in Roseville, California. And as you can see, it's got a weird logo on it. It's like a security camera. I don't know why they chose that as their logo, but also he posted his odometer from his Model S.
Check that out. That's a lot of miles.
Getting up there.
We got Chris from the Tesla Diner. Nice.
They're playing War of the Worlds.
Wow.
Chris also spotted this Zooks in Los Angeles.
Oh, Amazon.
I don't know how he could tell. How could you tell that it was? How did you know? That's amazing.
Yuri spotted this Waymo in Palo Alto. Again, yeah, so how did you spot that
well,
one?
Well, this is a new one, too, yeah. If you notice. It's not the Jaguar I-Paces anymore.
I know.
It's a new, probably more expensive vehicle.
Yeah, I think it's a Zeekr. Yeah.
We got this picture of an ID Buzz.
Nice. And then Emmanuel said, hi, guys. During my stop at the Murano Calabro supercharger in Campotenese, Italy, this Taycan 4 pulled into charge. Tesla is the only reliable charging provider in these remote parts of Italy. Wish you all the best.
Oh, thank you, Emmanuel. And it's good to see that Tesla is keeping it real.
Mm.
It's crazy because like we talk about the United States all the time and Tesla's the critical infrastructure for electric vehicles. It's crazy that it's also true in Italy.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Don't forget, if you need more fix on Tesla stuff, head on over to Patreon. Join us for as little as a buck a month and you're going to get so much more content. We'll see everybody else on Thursday.
Now you know.